Good morning, children. Well, this morning I have a little story and then a little illustration, so shouldn't take too long. Let me see if I can find the story here. The story is called Sticky Fingerprints. This was about a little boy. His mom made some, they called them jelly donuts, and he wasn't supposed to eat any right now. But then we'll find out what he did. Sticky fingerprints. Sure hope mom doesn't catch me, Peter mumbled as he sneaked out the back door. If she finds out that I took some jelly donuts, I'll be in real trouble. He tiptoed across the back porch and spied his friend Dutch waiting around the corner of the house. "Mmm," said Dutch, "those look yummy."
But you can't eat them here," scolded Peter. "We have to eat these someplace where Mom won't find us."
Did any of you ever do that? Like, you sneak something, you know Dad and Mom didn't want you to do it, but you sneak it anyway, and then you have to go find a place to hide.
"But I'm hungry," complained Dutch.
"Just wait," Peter whispered impatiently. "We have to find the right place."
Peter tried to think. Dutch just licked his chubby chops and tried not to drool. Those donuts were made for eating, and he wanted a bite now.
"That's it. The car will be the perfect spot. Mom won't be using it today because she has to stay home with Grandpa."
"Let's open the door and get in," said Dutch with a silly grin on his face. Soon Peter and Dutch were snuggled in the front seat of the car, enjoying their jelly donuts. Peter giggled as he munched bite after bite. Jelly oozed between his fingers and even dribbled down his face. One swipe with his right sleeve smeared jelly all over his chin. "Isn't this great?" he said. "Mom will never know we took these donuts. She made so many, I'm sure she didn't count them."
Look at our hands, Dutch said as he squeezed jelly between the fingers. "This is so gooey and so much fun. Why don't you go and get some more?"
Suddenly, the front door opened and Mom headed toward the car.
Uh-oh. "It's Mom," Peter cried. "Let's sneak out on your side, but don't make any noise."
The neighbor across the street called to Mom, and she turned to talk to him. Very quietly, the two sticky boys opened the car door and slid to the ground, carefully closed the door, and crawled to the other side of the garage.
"Phew, that was close," said Dutch.
"Yeah, too close," agreed Peter.
"Come on, let's clean our hands with the hose."
The next morning, Peter and his dad sat at the kitchen table while Mom served the eggs. After they had eaten, Mom took a tray of jelly donuts from the warming oven. "Surprise," she said as she handed one to Dad. "How about you, Peter? Would you like one too?" Peter felt warm and hot and cold all at the same time. Uh-oh. Wonder why he felt like that. You think maybe he was feeling guilty? He felt like squirming on his chair and his stomach was taking flip-flops. He was feeling very guilty. But he tried his best to cover up.
"Thanks, Mom. They look yummy," Peter said.
See, that's the first thing we try to do sometimes. If we're guilty about something, and we don't want anybody to find out, so we try to act as normal as possible, and try to fit in. "They are yummy," Dad said as he took a big bite. "I don't think I've ever tasted one of these. Is this a new recipe?"
"That's very strange," said Mom. "Are you sure you've never eaten one of these?"
Because Mom, she saw some of that sticky stuff in the car. And she thought, well, probably Dad took one.
"Are you sure you've never eaten one of these?" she asked Dad as she looked directly at him.
"Absolutely sure," said Dad. I would have remembered eating something as good as this."
"What about you, Peter? Have you ever eaten one?" asked Mom.
"Not that I know of," stammered Peter.
He was getting hot and cold again, and his stomach was really jumping. Oh boy, he's in a tight spot. He had to pretend again that it wasn't him. He said, not that I know of. Then I wonder whose sticky fingerprints were on the door handles of my car. And who left clumps of sticky jelly on the seat covers, asked Mom. Oh, Mom, cried Peter as he got up off his chair and went to hug her. I thought you'd never find out. You made so many, I was sure you'd never miss a couple. I'm really sorry that I took the donuts without asking and then lied about taking them. Mom and Dad could see that Peter was really sorry. They saw the tears and his sad face, but Peter had to learn his lesson, so they let him feel sad for a few minutes. Soon he was sobbing. Then Mom said, Peter, I forgive you. You see, when you do wrong things, you are sinning. The Bible says that our sins have a way of uncovering themselves. You may think you have them hidden, but soon they pop up and make you feel sad. Let's ask God to forgive you too. I really learned a lesson, Peter said softly. Good for you, son, said Dad. I'm sure this donut will taste even better than the ones you ate yesterday. So Peter tried to cover up, and he tried to make it look like he was innocent, but eventually his sins found him out. And I have a little illustration here. The Bible talks, Jesus talks about some people that are kind of like that. They're the scribes and the Pharisees. And he told them that you guys are like a cup. You guys know what a cup is? I got a cup right here. Everybody knows what a cup is. You guys are like a cup. He said, you guys clean the outside, but inside you're full of all kinds of sin. But you guys want to just keep cleaning the outside and make sure you look good to everybody. Isn't that a beautiful cup? Looking pretty good today, isn't he? And they try to deceive people. They say the right things and they do the right things, but inside they're trying to hide things. Every day they get up and they make sure there's no spots on their cup. And they go outside and, there's a little spot. I don't want anybody to know that. They go outside and they just look perfect, you know, like that. But God is looking down from heaven, and this is what God sees inside the cup. Look at that. Would you guys like to take a drink out of this cup? God sees right straight down into our heart. People look at us from the side, and all they see is the outside. And there's a little smear. I better clean that. People see us from the outside, but God looks down from heaven, and he sees what's actually inside of us. Would you like to make a coffee with that? Look at that. Isn't that disgusting? Nasty. And that's what God sees when we're trying to hide, when we have sin in our heart and we're trying to hide and we make sure the outside stays clean. But God's like, you know what? I don't care about that. You got stuff inside there. What does he tell the scribes and Pharisees? He said, you need to clean the inside of the cup first and then worry about the outside. So how do we clean, if we have something hidden in our heart, how do we clean that? There's a verse in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, if we tell God, say, God, I am a dirty, filthy sinner, and I have all kinds of things hidden. Please forgive me. He said he is faithful and just. Better get these out of here. So we got some cleaning to do. He said he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He reaches right down into our heart and he cleans us out. I might make a little mess here. We'll give the food committee something to do later on. But anyway, you get the point. My rag might not be quite wet enough. It's not as good as Jesus. But anyway, God, if we confess our sins and say, "Look, I'm sorry, I sinned. I don't know if I want to show you this because it's not perfect, but it's better than what it was. But God will make us perfect. God will reach down there and perfectly clean our hearts." So that's the lesson for today. Basically, live in truth. Let's not be hiding things. And that's not just for you children. That's for me too. I felt when I found this, or when I was studying into this, there's times in my life where I hide things too. This is for all of us. So we'll have a prayer, and then I have some candy here only for those that want candy. If you don't want any, you don't have to take any. So let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you this day, Lord. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your forgiveness. Help us, Lord, so we can understand this example you give us of cleaning the insides of our cups is more important than the outside. Pray, Lord, that you help us so we can live in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.